Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right here in front of all the sport fishing fleet here, and having a great show with the one and only Jack Soule and MC Swimbait Master Corey Sandin. What a great show. And awesome, we're having fun, and we have so much more to talk about.
Yeah, this has been great, man. If you didn't catch the first hour, make sure you hit it up on that archive in the Let's Talk Hookup app. We had a lot of fun talking fishing, and we're going to do it for another hour coming your way, and we want to talk to you. If you want to join us here in the second hour, give us a call, 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Or give us a text. Text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app and get your questions into Jack and to Corey and join in on this great fun we're having and have your shot at winning an awesome prize. Heard it at the beginning of the show, Corey's going to give away a $150 estimated value pack of MC Swim Baits. It might have a hat, it might have a shirt, it might have a bunch of baits. All you know is you're going to be getting hooked up with a killer gift from MC Swim Baits, and it's going to include Jack's favorite colors.
Ooh,
how cool is that, dude?
How cool is that? The same batch I'm going to make for Jack. I'm going to slide some of those stuff that I'm making for Jack into the prize packet. What's your thought on that, Jack?
If I don't see some swim baits,
if he doesn't get them and the listener does,
watch out.
It's on.
Well, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report. Again, that Catch Report today is sponsored by our FishDope.com report, rather, sponsored by the people at Sato Crimp and Winder Company. Hey, you want to talk about products for serious sport fishermen? Looking for a better way to get bit on those finicky tuna? Make your own seamless top shots all the way down to 40-pound fluorocarbon with the Sato Crimp system. It's easy, cost-effective, and big fish proven, and it's all about bait presentation. The Sato Crimp system will give you a seamless, easy-to-cast connection. Get the Sato Crimps and selected tackle to go along with it at selected shops like Fisherman's Lining Tackle, the Long Fin. And I can say that Sato Crimp for big fish line is just the best. We had the Royal Polaris leave yesterday on a 17-day trip, and multiple guys come through. That is always our default connection when we're doing 130-pound fluoro on big fish reels. We like that Sato Crimp. Yeah. I just have the most confidence in that.
It works.
It's fast. It's clean. It's easy. It's a great way
to go. You put doubles?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
My thing is, you know, and this just goes back to the Royal, you know, fishing with Tim and those guys in the Royal Stars. We always said if that connection has an opportunity to catch a 200-pound fish or better, we like to put two crimps on it. And so that's what we do. Yeah, I like two crimps spaced about an inch apart.
Yeah, little glue on it.
I do.
It's a great pandemic thing to do too.
You can
have some extra time. I've been doing it. I'm making lots of Sato Crimp wind downs, and perfect thing. You got time, and it's fun to do, and it's easy to do.
Make them up ahead of time, keep them all coiled up in a little Ziploc, and you're ready to go for when you need them. And you're going to save yourself a lot. I mean, you do it that way, you're going to save yourself some bucks, no doubt about it.
Yeah, for sure. All right, private motor buddy Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Essence. Happy New Year, Mark.
Happy New Year, Pete, Rick, Corey, Jack. So I got to tell you guys, I usually, for almost 30 years now, have done this report with a page of notes on a yellow pad, and I've really had to struggle with my page of notes here for two reasons. First of all, it's winter, there's not that much to note. But second of all, I was having way too much fun listening to you guys to think about making notes. Oh, my goodness. Jack, I'm so glad to hear you're doing well, buddy. You are a classic indeed. But, with 2020, though, in the rearview mirror, guys, and a whole new season ahead of us, thank goodness, my optimism is at full level right now. I always love to see what the new season's going to bring. And one of the things that the new season's going to bring, now, you guys got to recognize, cod fishing is closed here for a couple months. January and February, those spots get to rest. But when we get back at it on March 1st, there's some big changes in the regs, and one of them hits near, well, both of them, actually, But one of them really hits near and dear to my heart because I love to fish at big red snappers in some shallow spots over Catalina. that beer battered red snapper and a cold Pacifico is about as good as it gets. But they have changed the limit on reds. They made a sub limit of 5 fish. So you got to pay attention to that. And the other big change is that we're going to get the fish down to 100 fathoms, which is awesome because those deep spots been resting for many, many years. But it's a double-edged sword. It's kind of a catch-22 situation. So we get to fish that deep water, which is the home of the big cow cod, but cow cod is still closed. So, you know, we're going to get some cows.
And the crazy thing about that, Mark, is that it's rebounded pretty well. They've proven it's rebounded. So why wouldn't they give us some limit on cow cod? Just especially as an accidental catch.
Yeah, but my understanding is they're working towards trying to figure out how to do that. Because, you know, you bring them up from that real deep water. I don't know what the release success is, but, you know, we got to have some kind of a release device, which you should have anyway, just for letting the groupers and other stuff that you don't necessarily want, just let them go. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting poking around that deep water because, like you said, that cow cod, you know, the scientific studies show that it has rebounded, but just fishing rockfish the way we do, I mean, we're catching them in areas that they're not even supposed to be in, shallow water, which tells me that deeper water is just getting loaded with them things. So it's, you know, and that's for you guys that don't know what cow cod are, because a lot of these young guys do not know, those are the ones that get up, you know, 20, 30, 40 pounds. I've got some old pictures from the old days of, you know, 50-hook ganyons where they're floating a 10-pound sinker. You cannot believe some of the catches of cows that used to be made around here. You know, and that's partly why they had to protect them, that and the gill nets. But nevertheless, that population's rebounded, and we're going to get to fish some deeper water, and we're going to have to figure out this thing. And it's really a shame because I got to tell you, I mean, those red snappers are good, but cow cod's a whole other class of its own in terms of something for dinner, and it's great.
For sure.
So anyway, we got those things coming up, and you know, in terms of report, just what you guys are talking about, that shallow water bass fishing, you know, in terms of the wintertime, especially Catalina and Clemente, it's a phenomenal fishery, and just having so much fun listening to you guys talk about it, it's just awesome.
That's cool.
So that's our report.
So Mark, so just to be clear, so the 5 fish vermilion is part of your aggregate catch in California waters in starting March 1st of a 10 fish limit. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, I was looking at the regs yesterday, and that's my best understanding. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
5 snappers.
All right. Well, hey, it's plenty of good fish to go around.
Yeah, we'll
catch a 5 vermilion, and then we'll catch some, you know, some other good stuff too. Plenty of good eating stuff. So
yeah,
that's
for
okay.
Sure.
We're good with that. If it protects the resource and makes things better, we're all good for that. So hey, fishdope.com of course has all the info you need. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code hookup now, lowercase, no space. Hookup now is your $20 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. The phone number at the shop is 714-840-4262. And the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I hope everybody has a happy and prosperous new year. And don't forget to get that 2021 fishing license before you go, guys.
Yeah, I got mine sitting on my desk, just a reminder.
Yeah.
Don't go fishing without it, for sure.
I was happy. I got to use the last of my 2020 license on New Year's Eve and then picked up my 2021 license the next day. So I got the full span of it.
Full span. There you go. All right. Appreciate it, Mark.
Thanks,
happy
Mark.
New Year. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Hey, I was a special guest. Special guest star, Benny Florentino, our good buddy. Good morning, Benny.
Hey, Benny.
Hey, good morning, boys. Happy New Year. Pete, Ricky, Corey, Jack. It was great to find out. I didn't know Jack was going to be on the show until he called me the other day and said, yeah, Corey wants to drag me down to San Diego and get on that radio show. And I said, oh, that's great. So I was very excited to listen to the show. It's been a fantastic show this morning. And, you know, I just wanted to add my 2 cents in is that, you know, he is 85 or 84. We don't know his real identity, his age.
His real identity.
But, I mean, you know, I took him out fishing a couple of weeks ago. We went to Clemente, and, you know, at about 1 o'clock, I go, oh, God, I forgot. You know, it's like 1:30, and normally he's headed home from Clemente about that. And goes, I'm good. I don't have to do anything. He sat in the back, kind of relaxed, and you know, we had a break for lunch. We left the island about 2:30, and thank God the weather was great coming home. And but I think everybody should take notice that, you know, he's not just a legendary Calico guy. I mean, he's a complete waterman as far as long range fishing, all kinds of different types of fish in the saltwater. You know, as a friend and my mentor over the years, you know, as Corey alluded to earlier, you know, we do have to thank him for a lot. I know as a guide, I have to fish all kinds of different stuff to get my clients bit. But when I do go fun fishing, and Jack, you know, kind of showed me this the last time I went fishing, to it, you just got to keep it simple. And, you know, I fish with three baits. I fish an MC weedless. I fish a 5-inch swim bait, usually a Veja hose, and a surface iron. Just keeping it real simple when I fish the islands, especially in the winter. I just had to call and just pay homage and, you know, also thank Bite, the Bite Journal for putting out that article on Jack, you know, done by Justin Reynolds. He did a fantastic job on it. And I think my favorite photo are the hands. You know, if you kind of understand what that means, it's the hands of time and how many years he's put his hand on that reel, cupping that, baitcaster reel just as he did. You know, I got to fish with Jack before there was braid. So, you know, back in the day, you know, it was fun times. Hey, but anyways.
Hey, Benny, you fish with Jack a lot, and you know the Shimano gear. So we're trying to get out of him what he fishes with. Give us the setup, because you know the stuff.
It's a 300 tranks, you know, just your regular standard 300 tranks. He fishes 65-pound max quattro, and that's true. He does fish a fluorocarbon. I don't know the name brand, and he does fish a mono. He usually, when he came fishing with me, he had two rods, okay? One that was heavier than the other and with two different baits. That's it. Real simple. His tackle bag was literally a bag with two types of baits and extra heads. And they were all pre-done, as he said. So,
do you have any good Jack Soul stories that you can show?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for asking. One of the first times I fished on the Rockhopper, his boat. Jack, how long have you had the Rockhopper?
20-something
years, right?
23 years, 24 years, something like that.
Yeah, so one of the very first times, his boat was fairly new, I got to fish with him. And so, you know, he let me fish the bow for a little while, and I started roping him pretty good. He goes, we're going to make a move. I go, but they're by now. We'll make a quick move. So I turn around, and I couldn't find my tackle box, you know, my box of baits. And I look around, I go, where the hell? I know I set them on the seat. And then I turn around, look behind the boat, and I see all these baits floating around. I go, you throw my box over the side? He goes, maybe a wave caught the bow of the boat and threw him over the side. I don't know. He goes, you can borrow one or two out of my box, but I don't have too many.
So the moral of the story is don't catch more than Jack, otherwise you might lose your tackle.
No, the moral of the story is stay in the back of the boat. You'll be fine.
Very good, Benny. Well, great to hear from you. Happy New Year to you, and sure appreciate your call, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Benny.
All right. Hey, love you, Jack. Right. Take care. I'll talk to you.
Okay.
That's great. Did you really do that, Jack?
I don't remember.
Statute of limitations, Pete. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Hey, while we're waiting for Marcos at Seaforth, let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Carl? He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, Carl. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Hey, you guys kind of went over my question. I was I just started fishing with the cool baits and the warheads, and I'm struggling on getting them on the hook clean. You know, you guys said you guys talked about it, how you have a little S in your bait and stuff, and I have to take it off and off and off. Do you guys have like a little picture of how you can hook it right properly?
I don't think there really is anything. You might be able to YouTube something. I don't know. But it's literally taking the point of the hook down the center of the bait, and you can visually, you know, look into a light or the sun and see the transparency, and make sure you have the point of the hook just going straight down the middle. You'll have to maybe back it out a quarter inch to maybe re-enter it properly, but just straight down the center and bring it out through the back. And that's, I know it takes practice. It does. Jack could probably do it blindfolded, you know. I mean, it just with practice and whatever, you'll probably get it right.
You know when you got it on straight, because it's either crooked or
straight.
Or straight, yeah. And a lot of times,
maybe one out
you guys
of 100.
Don't put them deep. They don't put it on deep enough. A lot of times the hook is sticking out before it should be.
Too shallow.
Yeah, too shallow. You want it, I'd rather have it back too far, because if it's back too far, you can pull the tail up and it'll tear the plastic a little bit, but the hook will straighten up and be where it should be.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris and the Shoguns online. Good morning, Frank.
Well, good morning, Pete. How are you today?
Happy New Year to you, Frank. Doing great.
Thank you, Pete. Pete, I just want to, first of all, report on the Shoguns trip. I think most people are aware Renee had just a sensational trip. Those people on a five-day trip have got to be spoiled for life. biggest fish was 348 pounds. What was impressive is of the 64 fish, a majority were in that 140 to 190 pound class. There was only a handful of the 70 to 90 pounders. And you know, Doug gave me a fish. It was 217 pounds, Doug, who went fishing on the trip. It was just amazing, so beautiful catch.
Wow.
So the
those
other
are
thing
all
is,
bluefin.
Pardon?
Bluefin, of course.
Yes, that was all bluefin with one 50 or 60 pound yellowfin in the mix. So, Pete, the other thing I wanted to point out so that our customers feel extra safe, you know, we're requiring before a trip leaves a 3-day negative test. In other words, in the 3 days before the trip leaves, you have to present us with a negative test. In addition to that, just 3 or 4 days ago, we found out about something else. It's a rapid test. We have bought like 160 of them. And what happens is when you come down to the landing to sign in and pay off for the trip just before you leave, we test everybody again. And they get tested, and within 15 minutes after the test, we have a result.
Wow,
no
just
kidding.
To give you and just to give you an idea how that works, yesterday we were lucky on the RP. All of them showed negative. Today we weren't so fortunate on the Shogun. One person turned out to be positive, and we did a second test. He was still positive, and then we sent him downtown for the rapid test to make sure that we, you know, our stuff wasn't wrong, and he still tested positive, and he was a real gentleman about it, and he's on his way home.
Well, so,
man,
think about how that saved the day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So it just kind of shows that when I say I think these people are safer on that boat than anywhere in California, I don't think I'm BSing anybody. I think that's the truth with all this testing. Now,
especially
that doesn't mean that there isn't still a chance 4 or 5 days from now somebody could come up with it. But, boy, this is doing everything you possibly can, okay?
Yeah. Great job. I love to hear that. I think that was, and you know, I mean, that's money out of your pocket for doing that, but you're keeping all your passengers safe and all of us. I just, man, I think that's such a great call. I'm like proud to hear that. That's awesome, Frank.
Yeah, it worked out good, and that's the way it should be. Okay,
so let me ask, hey Frank, so let me ask you this. So if somebody's coming on the Royal Polaris or Shogun, they don't need to show up with that 3-day negative COVID test because you've got them.
No. I still want the 3-day negative.
Okay.
And then we'll do an additional test just to make sure that it's all right. And so, then if it shows up positive, then we test it again. If it shows up positive again, then we're going to send them downtown. If it shows up positive, and then obviously that guy, he shouldn't even want to go. you know.
No,
because,
absolutely not.
Because he could get sick in the next 3 or 4 days, and he would be contagious to the other people. So
yeah.
We're just being extremely careful, and I just feel that our people yesterday and today were so grateful for it. It was just a pleasure to have done it.
Very good.
Yep. Peace of mind when you're on the boat that you know the guy standing next to you is just as healthy, and you just don't, it's just one less worry to have on the trip like that.
That is correct. Okay.
Good on you, Frank.
By the way, we have 2 spots open on the 18-dayer, leaving on the 20th of January. So anybody wants to go, give us a call.
Wow.
That's cool.
Sounds fantastic. And congratulations to Renee on the Shogun and for that epic 5-day trip. And like,
yeah, it was epic. All right.
Not bad for a rockfish trip, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, for sure. Thanks,
all right,
Frank.
Guys.
Nice to hear from you.
You
for
bet.
Sure. Let's
Bye
go
bye.
Ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
All right, you got it. Let's talk to John. John's calling us from Upland this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys, and a happy new year.
Same to you.
A couple of weeks ago, one of the callers that called was on the RP, and he mentioned that they were fishing at Seagulls and Navidad. Is that true, or how close are they able to get to Seagulls Island?
Yeah, no, what they were referring to is fishing the coastline down around that area. You know, there was just good coastal fishing, just using Cedros as a reference point as to where they were up and down the peninsula. So not at the island proper, but fishing the coast there. That was it. More just a reference point for where they were at up and down the peninsula.
Cedros is still off limits.
Correct.
But they were fishing in the coastal area there.
Yeah, which is 100% in the where they were where they fish obviously in the zone. But yeah, just using it as a reference point, John.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for the
you
phone
guys have
call
a good
morning.
New
right.
Year.
Hey, you too, buddy. We got a great text. This again, kind of going.
That Wahoo is from Cedros.
Wahoo was from Cedros.
The 100-pounder.
Yeah.
Wow!
Really?
Yeah.
From the island, not Benito's. Cedros. So that one in the Bite Journal, that picture of the 100-pound Wahoo.
Yeah. That thing looks like a marlin without a bill on it, man.
He was nice fish.
Yeah, you're not lying. Well, this was a quick text, still kind of going back to what we talked about, but a very worthy, basically this is from a gentleman wanting to know whether the hook comes out the flat side of the bait or the round side of the bait on an MC swim bait. And I'm sure it sounds like to a guy like Jack that's rigged a million of them, but when you're new to it, it's got the look. So which direction does the hook point come out?
The right side of the bait for the hook to come out of, Jack. The
it
flat side.
What you're fishing for.
Yeah, right. Get right up on that mic there, Jack.
Fishing Lake Irvine. You fish in Lake Irvine for suckers, so you can put it any way you want.
Fishing for suckers.
But otherwise, it comes out the flat side, the back of the hook.
Of
the bait.
And we all in this room obviously are well seasoned and rigging the hook up through the back, right, is the proper way. But how many times have you seen an individual not know the difference and rig it backwards and the hook's coming out the belly end, right? Upside down.
He's for sure gonna be the guy that gets the sea bass. Suckers and sea bass. That's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it.
Exactly. All right. Hey, it does work. Yeah. So another text, and this one's, I have a lot of trouble getting the show on my smart speaker, and we've had some questions about this. Maybe you can offer some advice on the air. I know we have an Alexa at home, and I know I just play the Mightier 1090 on tuned in radio. So you might just try that. So if on mine, on Alexa, it says just play the Mightier 1090 and it works. But if you say play the Mightier 1090 on tuned in radio, if you say play Let's Talk Hookup, it doesn't work. But it's play the Mightier 1090 on tuned in radio or just play the Mightier 1090. That'll work on your smart speaker and it works great. So
awesome.
We have thousands of people that are listening to us on their smart speakers. So
that's a great way to do it.
It's really great. Yeah, but thanks for the question. And anytime you have, you know, we're kind of in a new game here with the Mightier 1090, and so we appreciate your feedback. You know, we've had, I know we've had some issues with some technical issues and stuff like that over the last 3 weeks, just trying to get things dialed in. Anytime you have feedback that you want to give us, please give it to us.
Yeah, totally.
You're the people that are listening on the other end, and we want to make this the best show on the air. So
exactly.
That's the whole idea.
Make it the best show on the air. Come on.
It already is. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Well, hey, the phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Jack and Corey. Let's jump right back in and talk to Rich from Bradley. What's up, Rich? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, it's a great start to the new year. And before I ask my question, I've got a tip for you for that guy that's always getting the little S-bend in his swim bait when he rigs it. Here's a technique that I developed. What you do is you look at the barb side of the hook, look at the length of it, and compare that to the shank on the other side of the hook. And usually it's about 2.5 times the length of the front side of the hook. So what you do is you shove your bait on there. The first shove is one count, and then you go 2.5 more times, assuming that you've estimated it to be that length for the back end of the hook, and then stick it out. And that's made a huge difference for me once I came up with that idea. And I'll bet you've never heard that one before.
Not quite so perfectly laid out, but another way to do it, too, is if you measure the bait up to the lead head, like unrigged, you just lay it, you know, on the table, lead head first, then bait over the top. And where you see the hook wants to come out of the bait, I then take the point of the hook and lay a mark across the back. Yeah. And that way you have a visual, right? So when you're doing what you're explaining, you'll know exactly where to bring that point of the hook out. So it just gives you a visual.
Yeah.
It does.
Good
just
call.
Just add to what
yeah,
you're if, saying. If and then you had a question,
those,
too?
Yeah, if you combine those two techniques together, it makes it a whole lot more successful. I get a much higher success rate at getting my baits rigged properly, where in the past I was struggling just like he was. Yeah, so my question is, you guys started out with talking about presentation, and you said in the winter you like to go low and slow, which is kind of in opposition to what Jack was saying about mostly you're getting bit on the fall. You know, is it sinking or you're getting bit on the sink? So I'm wondering, what other adjustments do you make in the wintertime? Do you like to go uphill, downhill, parallel, especially when you're on something like the Federal Breakwater where there's a bunch of rocks and you're trying to keep from losing it every single time?
That's a good one, Jack, like fishing the breakwall.
I used to fish the breakwater every week, but I haven't fished it in a couple of years. But when I'm fishing the breakwater, it depends on how far out. I've gone with guys that want to be out there a quarter mile and you can't even reach the breakwater. I fish it fairly tight. And when you make a cast and you close the bail right away, that line, that lure will make an arc and come right down the face of the breakwater without getting hung. If you make a cast and peel some line off and then close the bail, I'll guarantee you that lead head will be in the wall and you've lost another one. So if you make the cast, that wall is sort of like a 45-degree angle, and that bait will sort of follow that contour of the wall. And you got to lose a couple before you really get to know the wall. But I've got probably a ton of lead heads out there in
on the
20
wall.
Years on the wall.
And
for those, part of it.
For those of our listeners who don't know where the Federal Break Wall is, what is that?
It's the wall that comes down along Long Beach. From San Pedro all the way to Long Beach.
It's such a unique fishery. I can add to it. It's like 7 miles. The federal wall, I think, is like 4 miles, but there's like a mile and a half on each side. And so it's like 7 miles total, but it is the most insane fishery that's so close because you have 40, 50, 60 feet of water very close to this break wall.
On the ocean side or the bay side?
Both sides.
Both sides.
You fish both sides.
I fish both sides. Yeah. If it's nasty out, it can get really scary on the outside. I've had some guys almost quit fishing, mm-hmm. and then I go on the inside, they're all right. But I think the fish can go in and out. They can go through that wall, no problem at all.
Okay. They can navigate in between.
Through the wall, yeah, to get to the inside of the wall. Yeah.
Once in a while, I'll be on the outside, there wouldn't be any bite. You go around the inside, and you get bit right away.
It's a cool fishery, though. It's so close to the launch ramp. It's got kelp growing on it, feather boa, and our regular, you know, kelp bed kelp, and it's got white sea bass running up and down it. There's huge sheephead, monster calicos.
Years ago, we fished that breakwater, Benny Florentino and I, in a tournament. And we come around, it was over, and we come around the inside wall through the gap. Benny made one cast, got big fish, and we won that tournament. We had big fish, and we won the tournament.
On the last cast, on the inside of the wall.
Nice.
Cool.
Very good. Florentino. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News this week online. But last week, a great issue, and there was a nice article, thank you very much, about the Let's Talk Hookup move to the Mightier 1090. So we're thrilled with that. And be sure to check it out either online or on the paper, and all you need to do is just subscribe to Western Outdoor News.
Hey, I want to remind you, Ann's and Knives, handcrafting knives for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series with the custom bluefin and yellowfin knives from Anza, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Ann's and Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check ansandknives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing. When we come back, we got a solid block of your phone calls, lots of great text coming as well. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision and you were right. Mentioned you guys and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing. Phones are absolutely lit up. Everybody wants to talk some bass fishing.
Yeah, indeed. And some great texts, too. Sure appreciate all the texts and the phone calls today. Kurt in Mo Valley says, my supply of MC swim baits is getting low. How do I get a few bulk packs of swim baits from Corey? Do you do bulk packs or no?
Well, not real. No. I mean, if you went and saw Rick at the shop, and I get special orders from, you know, anywhere from Save on Tackle, the long fin, Hogan's tackle, and from Fisherman's Landing. I get special orders all the time. Guy will come in and, hey, I got this color at the show and I can't find it anywhere.
Totally.
And, you know, if you want 50 of them or whatever. So
you can just special order through one of your dealers.
Absolutely.
Like Fisherman's Landing.
I don't sell to the public at all. It's straight to the retailer, and the retailer is selling
it to the public.
You're
happy to take orders.
Oh, all the time. Sure. That happens. Yeah. The guy will come in, and the ones that have done it multiple times, no. Mm-hmm. They don't just come order 50. They'll order 150 because I'll make them, they'll have them, and nobody else will.
Let's be real. He said at the beginning of the show, Corey pours every one of those things by hand. Like, every one. He makes one, then makes another one. And I want to say, like, again, Corey's too humble and always tries to, like, to please everybody, but that's one guy supplying baits to all of these big shops and all of these retail cases. And making Jack's baits, and making you know, this guy's baits, and making those. So it would behoove you to make a big order like that, because if you know that that's the one you want, it takes a long time to make them. You know, I mean, think how long it takes to pour 150 baits, and you're just that one guy that wants those.
And the thing on top of that is that they're the same price as, like the Big Hammer, or whatever other swim bait you're looking
at.
And not to shame anybody else's product, but Artificial Bulls is a locally made, USA-made company. You know, you carry in the shop. But if you look at the stamp of brand where the other one's coming from, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
They're not made in the USA. That's correct. And they're not hand-poured.
Then they're, well, if they are, they're by, I don't know. I'll leave it at that.
They're in another country.
Yes. One of the problems with the baits is he's got a new girlfriend. And he doesn't spend as much time pouring as he used to.
That's your thing. That's slowing down the production
time. That's slowing down the production right there.
It's okay. It's good.
He's got to keep her.
It's not a girlfriend.
Yeah. She's his fiancé.
Well, hey.
Yeah.
You're married now.
Right.
Wait a minute. You're married now.
Surprise, surprise.
Wait a minute.
When
Wait a minute. When did this go down?
Right before the end of the year. Look, I have sweat dripping off my forehead.
Oh, my God. Congratulations, Corey.
Right? Surprise, surprise. Hey, the love of my life, Dinora.
Oh, she's awesome.
Congratulations, Dinora. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're not married.
That's really awesome.
You're officially married now.
We are.
Yeah, I saw that ring. It was like, I knew you were engaged. Now you're in marriage.
I'm sorry to take this show away from Jack. This is
no problem.
But honestly, the woman of my life and we're now married. No better way to start 2021 than
right.
Yeah. And you met her coming back from a fishing trip.
Hey, to meet the lady of your life as you're going down to El Salto on the plane.
Yeah, right.
To meet her on the plane and now my wife. I mean, that's honestly.
That's congratulations.
What else do I need to say?
Congratulations,
really
Corey and Dinora. How about that, huh, Jack?
Wow, that's something.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, here's another one. Good morning, Jack. Do you have any words of wisdom for the inspiring angler this coming year? Of course you do, right?
Yeah, go fishing.
You do, right?
You got to be on the water to catch fish.
Yeah. Time on the water. How often do you go fishing now?
Not as much as I used to. I try to go once a week, but lately it's been, I went 4 weeks without going fishing.
Come on.
Yeah, I did. And neighbors all come over with food thinking I was sick or something, you know. But I'll get going again. The boat's down right now, and they're working on it.
And,
so.
And Jack, when you're not out on the water, you're hanging out at with Market Performance or at with Anthony at Save on Tackle.
Yeah, or else I'm in the garage messing with
tinkering, tinkering with stuff.
Yeah.
You talked about the Rockhopper being 20-some years old. How many motors has she been through in that amount of time?
I'm on my fifth motor.
Fifth motor.
And this is not real well right now.
Okay.
It's running, but not real
well. The problem, I'll tell you, is you don't have a Yamaha on there. You have an Evinrude. That's the issue.
See. Yeah, none of that.
Now we know.
This year I went in to go to the dealer, and he isn't there anymore. Yeah. They quit making Evinrudes.
Yeah. Well, see, go Yamaha. You won't have to worry about it anymore. I can't tell you how many hours I have on a 15-year-old Yamaha.
Yeah.
That I've had to do little to nothing with, and Jack's been through probably three outboards in the same time frame.
Yeah.
Well, one
we'll
of
get
my,
you set up, Jack.
One of my sold, it was still running. The last one I was at Sacramento doing lobsters, and all at once the boat quit and it had a hole in the side of the motor. We couldn't figure out what how'd that happen.
Hey, but, Jack, Teresa, listening to us from Punta Chivato down on the Baja coast there, would like to know what kind, what make of boat that you have. What is the Rockhopper? Do you even know?
I don't even know. it's what is my boat?
I forget the name, the brand of it, but it's just it's the coolest hull. And is it a Wellcraft?
It's a Kevlar hull.
Okay. A Kevlar.
Huh. And they only made this boat, I think, 2 or 3 years. And there's probably four of them on the West Coast here, and I've got one of them. I've seen the other two guys that got them.
It's a solid haul for sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's been a couple times where I thought, well, it's all over now.
Yeah.
Center console, though?
It's a center console, mm-hmm. But it's wide enough that you can go around the center without falling in.
Right.
But talking about falling in, I fell off it three times in 1 month in December.
Ooh, that's not a good day.
Over how many?
I don't remember where it was.
Were you by yourself?
I was by myself.
Yeah.
But now I've got a rail that comes chest high all around the front of the boat. People say, well, how come that's there? Because I fall off of it.
Right.
And the reason you fall off, you'll be fishing on the beach and somebody comes by it with a big wake and you don't see it. All at once you're running around there into the drink you go.
And so what happens when you fell in? The boat, you swam over to the boat and got back in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Motor wasn't running.
Motor wasn't
running. That's good,
The trolling motor was. It cut my toenails off, but it wasn't running.
Yeah, that's good.
On the way over, I shut it off.
Yeah, very good. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone,
you
Rick.
Got it, man. How about this time we talk to Ed? Ed's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
You too,
Same
Ed.
To you, Ed.
Hey, Corey, I was wondering, I want to start using your rubber net for bottom fishing. And what size would you use for something like that? And the size of the hook going through and penetrating that. I'm kind of curious on what, you know, has that been done before?
Yeah, definitely. For the bottom fishing, the slug's a big one. I mean, like Eric Landisfine and fishing locally, he'll catch nice reds and doing that. And that's on an 8-inch slug of all things with up to a 2-ounce lead head. You know, you can get it done that way. You can go regular swim bait style. But the issue with that, I'll tell you, is that you have the paddle tail kicking. It's a parachute. It's going to take you a lot longer to get down. That's the only issue there, you know. Like rock fishing with Pete, I mean, we use jigs, and here I am a swim bait guy, and I'm telling you, you know, to go buy jigs, right?
Yeah.
For me, bottom fishing in 100...
Cold sniper.
Well, you can, absolutely. Yeah. In 150 feet of water, you get down so much faster with a cold sniper, and that's just the way that I do it, you're asking me, and swim baits will work. Slug is probably the next best thing right there, other than a jig.
What pound spectra are you fishing for that? Because that can make a big difference on how...
It can.
How much weight you have to, you know, that real light spectra you're going to be able to get down with a lead head a little easier,
yeah, it's crazy. I mean, seriously, fishing 150 to 250 feet of water with a 200 tranks, I've got one set up that has 20-pound Power Pro, and the other one has 30-pound Power Pro. Seriously, I mean, it's...
20-pound Power Pro, it's like thread.
It's like thread, but here's the thing. You're not fishing in structure. You are. You're fishing structure, but you're...
You're not laying across it.
That's it. You're up and down. You're barely touching the bottom.
And it sinks fast.
And we've had reds up to... I mean, Pete had a 5.2. My son was here over Christmas. He had a 5. He had one half an ounce bigger than yours.
Wow.
A 5-pound, 2.5-ounce red.
Yeah.
In 180 feet of water.
That's right.
Shallow.
That is so
on a 200 size reel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
I never have fishing, but I can got a market right up on my place. I go up there. It takes me 50 cents worth of gas to go up and buy a couple fillets.
There it is.
And I go home and don't go through all that mystery.
A lot easier.
Yeah,
exactly.
A lot easier.
Catch a lot more calicos that way, right?
Well, I don't. You know, you can't buy calicos, but you can buy them bottom fish.
I mean, that's we're hearing the absolute passion of. I mean, I'm the same way, but here I am. I even still rockfish, and I profess to be.
I love it.
They're like, you know, calico only.
That light,
you know?
Tackle rock fishing, that's fun.
It is fun.
I went and bought a 6-otter. I figured how big it was. Filled it with full of Dacron line. Went up north, went bottom fishing. Made one drop. And by the time I got up, I had 4 or 5 knots where everybody had tangled me up. They tied my line together. And I thought, when I get off this boat, they'll never see me again.
That was it.
Forget it.
That was the one and the only.
And now you can go to the market and buy that stuff. And you don't spend near as much on it.
Does it taste as well?
It tastes. I don't know how it tastes when you catch it yourself, but this is pretty good.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. It's a fun talk here.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and jump back.
You got it. Let's talk to Bob Castro up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hi, Bob. Good morning. Good morning, Bob.
My question is for Corey and Jack. Okay, my question is for Corey and Jack. I want to know, does conditions in the water, I fish off Huntington Beach 90 to 100 feet of water for calicos in the little rock piles. Do the conditions of the water and the sunlight, does that make a difference in what bait I'm fishing?
Good question. What do you think, Jack? I mean, fishing, you know, rock piles down deeper.
I like off-color water. Mm-hmm. I'm at the island and I got crystal clear water. Usually the darker water will be close to the beach and there will be a line out there where it goes from blue to off-color water. I like to fish that off-color water right on that line. And that's where I get most of my calicos, right there.
And it should be pointed out, too, the off-color doesn't necessarily mean dirty.
No.
It just means it's just not that crystal clear blue. It's still clean.
It's still clean, but it's not that crystal clear blue.
So they bite better in a not as clear water?
I think so. I think
so. When you see crystal clear water, it's like, oh boy, it's
going
to be tough.
I keep going.
You go, really? You look for the dirty water?
I look for off color water.
Okay.
And usually anywhere on the island, you can find off color water on the beach.
Okay.
I want to change colors of my plastic?
I don't think it matters.
Okay.
I mean, everybody's got their favorite colors. I fish my favorite colors, which are the browns and.
Yeah, for the guys who didn't catch the beginning of the show, in general, you were saying if it's cooler water and you're fishing a little deeper, you like that the rock hopper color, which is brown with some red flake in it.
Yeah.
And if it's real clean, clear, bright water, you like a bait fish color.
Yeah.
And that
I like
that blue grunion, Corey, you were saying was the...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the... Mm-hmm. Exactly. I know, it's so simple, right? And I think a lot of it, what it comes down to is confidence and knowing that you're fishing the right area, the right conditions. And the color is really secondary to what Jack's laying out, you know?
Yeah, I've had guys call and say, well, I went over there and I fished an hour and didn't get nothing. I've been over there at the island where I fish a good hour and a half, 2 hours with nothing.
Nothing.
And then all at once the bite will either open up, it'll be the current or the weather or whatever, but what's all you that they just don't want to eat.
Hey,
do you ever recommend a scent on them?
A scent? And Jack said that earlier too,
that,
Bob. It's more important that you don't have gasoline and the smell of that on your hands.
That's right.
Wash your hands.
No negatives.
Yeah. Hey, Bob. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to sneak this in real quick here. Hey, Kevin from Huntington Beach says he thinks the bait that Jack used was the double A baby puss.
That's it.
That it?
That's it. That's
another another breakwater legend named Russ Dean used them a lot back in the day. Is that the one?
He made them. Russ Dean made that bait.
And it was Russ that actually forwarded the molds and the baits to Tony at that time.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
That's a great story.
Thanks for that.
When we come back, we're going to find out who's got $150 worth of goodness coming on MC Swimbait Custom Pack to one lucky caller when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from One Man Charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 Pilot House over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time. The big winner of the custom Jack's favorite MC Swim Baits kit is going to Ed in Mira Mesa. Ed, congratulations. You are going to love that pack of swim baits.
Yeah, and getting those MC Swim Baits, man. That's solid gold.
I'll get them out at the end of the week, so you'll have them the beginning of next week.
Wow.
It's going to be a fresh batch made for Jack.
Now, wait a minute. You can have time. You're like in your honeymoon right now.
I know.
Like
you're
honeymooning. Yeah, come on. You can have time to do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Well, hey, Jack, thank you very much. It's been very entertaining and very educational, and you are the man. 80. You're going to be 86 next month?
I think.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Call my wife. She keeps track of all that
now,
stuff.
Now, we already figured it out. You were born in 1935, right?
Right.
So, yeah, you'll be 86 next month. So,
okay.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Jack. And, of course,
great.
MC Swim Baits, Corey. We get them all over the place.
We already
know
about MC Swim Baits. I'm just stoked to be able to share the same room with Jack.
Absolutely. All of us are.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll get you back here real soon, Jack. Love to have you. And get you in here and talk more calico bass fishing. And thanks to Andrew and for all he does on the phones there. And thanks to Adam, of course, doing the great stuff on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We sure appreciate that. And, of course, all of you out there, we sure thank you for your phone calls, your texts, and your participation in Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., with John Collins, the man, the knot expert. You're talking about a guy that knows his stuff, John Collins. We might even get some largemouth bass and pull out of him, too,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. So tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., we'll see you right back here right on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.